This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the two former sheriff's officers facing murder charges in the death of Christian Glass pleaded not guilty Thursday. Glass was a 22-year-old Boulder man who got his car stuck on some rocks outside of Idaho Springs and called 911 for help. When officers arrived, he said he was afraid to get out of his car. About an hour later, one officer, Andrew Buen, shot and killed him. Glass's mother, Sally, spoke to reporters outside the courtroom.
Hear that, not guilty, and it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? You murdered our son intentionally and maliciously, and you've got the gall to say not guilty?
Buen faces a trial likely next year. His defense attorney said they may file to change the location of the trial. In the trial for Nathan Woodyard, the Aurora police officer involved in the death of Elijah McClain, defense attorneys called their last witnesses before arresting their case Thursday. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The day's only witness, Dr. Nadia Tereshchenko, told the jury that paramedics didn't give McClain a proper assessment before they injected him with a large dose of ketamine. She also pointed out that he couldn't protect his airways while sedated. McClain had vomited into the ski mask he was wearing after officers used a carotid hole to detain him. The state had no questions for Tereshchenko. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Springs military bases are partnering with conservation agencies to preserve more land around installations. The Nature Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, and the local Palmer Land Conservancy say the initiative hopes to protect wildlife habitats, open spaces, and farmland in the Pikes Peak region. The collective announced its first acquisition this month, nearly 12,000 acres of ranch land east of Colorado Springs. A press release says an airfield there is also a training ground for Air Force pilots. Just over a half million Coloradans have returned their ballots for this fall's election. That's less than 15% of active voters, but turnout so far is ahead of the last odd-year election in 2021. This is CPR News.